Вие сте с SBS на български.
Миналата събота, 5 септември, полицията в Мелбърн арестува 17 души и издаде глоби на над 160 по време на протест срещу строгите ограничения от коронавируса. Както знаем, Мелбърн вече 6 седмици, а предстоят и още 2, е в етап четвърти на затваряне, което включва полицейски час и други екстремни мерки. Същия ден, 5 септември, протести на солидарност се проведоха в Сидни, Бризбън, Аделайд и Пърт. Аз присъствах на протеста в Мелбърн, който се проведе под лозунга «Разходка за свобода» – «Walk for Freedom». Няколко стотин протестиращи се събраха пред храма на признателността и по-късно се пренесоха в Алберт Парк. Разговарях с участници в протеста, като първата ми среща беше пред Shrine of Remembrance.
What is your view about the protest?
I've been in the hospitality industry for 10 years. I've created my career in that industry and to see it being destroyed is very heartbreaking and I really don't think it's going to come back to any semblance of what it was before. I'm coming down to see the freedom-loving Aussies, freedom to exercise our constitutional rights, freedom of political opinion.
Aren't you concerned that the police is not officially allowing the protest to go ahead?
I am very much concerned, yes.
What is your view on all the restrictions and all the limitations that Victoria is subjected to?
I think they're disgraceful. I believe the measures have been absolutely disproportionate to the perceived threat of coronavirus. And I believe the economic, social impacts that are going to ricochet through our community are going to far outweigh any perceived threat of coronavirus. That's what I truly believe.
So I'm an engineer, robotics engineer by trade. I've worked for Toyota, Ford, I've worked overseas in Japan, Germany and Melbourne. Because of all the manufacturing has left Melbourne, I had to retrain myself and now I'm a sales e-commerce person and I have a company of 25 staff and I service all of Melbourne, sending them products and services. Well, I don't think it is a protest, I think it's a freedom of walk. I don't think the numbers that the government is telling us are correct. We can see it, especially when people of extremely old age from aged care are the main cause, while young people are suffering inside their house. I've been isolating myself since early this year and really it's not good. I've been going to seeing a psychiatrist because I can't see my friends. I live by myself and I'm lonely, you know, even work, paying bills. I mean, I have a mortgage that I just received early this year. And yes, I've got the option of deferring my mortgage, but the banks and my brokers are telling me, well, if you do, you're going to get red flagged. And I said, but that's, how can that be? The government told us that it's we're not going to get punished, but we are. So none of it is making sense. And I think it really shows how many people, not just in Melbourne, but worldwide, are gathering and actually speaking up. So there must be some truth about it.
Just a passerby in front of the Shrine of Remembrance. What is your view about the protest?
Well, I think that the most important thing about being in a city, in a community, is looking after the community. And when you're starting to do these personal protests against the community's health, I don't agree with it. I can't agree with that at all.
We were here before the protest started. We were just minding our own business because we didn't have a mask. We've got our exemptions. The police come up. I mean, the police were nice. I showed him their ID. He thought my passport was fake, which is not. And I explained to him why we were there. And he said, you want to know where we're living? And I said, I can't tell you that because it was for safety reasons. So he charged me $1,658 for being out of my case zone. To me, it's wrong. I'm not paying. The reason why I'm not paying because what they're doing is actually unlawful. I do human rights. What is going on is actually Daniel Andrews needs to pull his head in because he is actually breaching the charter laws and the human rights. And he knew about this. The police commissioner and him knew about this before we actually were put in lockdown. And they actually need to do the lockdown because we are prisoners in our own home.
Albert Park Lake, beautiful Saturday afternoon.
I'm an engineer myself and a dad as well.
Why are you here?
For freedom. We're here to talk about our rights. And, because we can't be locked down all this time over a virus which is not really, it's killing old people. We're sorry for that happening, but What we are here is to tell it's okay. Take your mask off. Fresh air is good for you. And we're here to peacefully protest, and that's what we did. And we'll be back again.
Did you have any issues with the police?
No, we haven't had any issues, police. The main issue has been the way that the mainstream media is covering it. In particular, we've seen Channel 7 saying that this is all about how people are violent, and that it's all about interactions between police and protesters. And really, this is not why we're here. We're here just to get our rights back. Because this lockdown has gone for already 6 months, and we know it's going to go longer, and all this, we're going to be blamed for it. It's all about a narrative, so we don't buy into that.
Around Albert Park Lake.
I'm a retail manager at the moment at a store, at a women's fashion brand.
Why are you here?
So I'm here because I want to keep this country how it is and how it was, not what it's becoming. So I think things have been misled and misleading in the media, and especially Dan Andrews. He's not giving correct information. He's manipulating everybody the way he's presenting the information. He's treating everyone as a person that's not letting someone live their freedoms. So I'm here to say we need to take back our freedom and have the country that we grew up in for our kids and our kids' kids, and to honour those people that fought for our freedom in history to have our country as a free country and not turn to some communist country based on some lies of some virus that they're inflating and lying about the numbers, basically, and not turning to something that's a communist country, and in the future not enforce some Vox vaccine and make it mandatory, or make it that your life is limited because you refuse to take a vaccine if you're against that. Everyone should have their freedom to do with their body what they like, and everybody should have the freedom to stay at home if they're scared of this so-called virus, and live their life if they're not scared.
Очаква се протестите срещу ограниченията на коронавируса в Мелбърн да продължат. Следващия протест е насрочен за тази събота, 12 септември.
Искате да чуете още истории от нас? Слушайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify или където и да е.